الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقال تبارك وتعالى: ولذكر الله أكبر. وقال تعالى: فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون، وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. It is the great favor of Allah تبارك وتعالى upon us that Allah تبارك وتعالى has blessed us with the remembrance of Allah. Allah has given us the tawfiq to recognize Allah to some extent. And it is our plea to Allah that Allah puts the reality of Allah in our heart. Today mankind has recognized creation. People know the names of different things and different products. But if there's one being whom mankind has failed to recognize, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man speaks about love. But man has forgotten that the real object of our love is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is a sifat and a quality of iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. People of iman are intense in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Does love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that those who are the enemies of Allah became the beloveds of Allah. Those who have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there's nothing more beloved to us than placing our eyes on the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Does love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a thing that in the middle of the night it will make a person stand up in front of Allah, shed tears in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fall in sajda in front of Allah. Sometimes a night of ruku, sometimes a night of sajda, sometimes a night of tilawat, sometimes a night of zikrullah. This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beloved brothers, we have gathered here today to bring the reality of Allah in our hearts, to bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to bring the dhyan of Allah, the awareness of Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. That at every moment to be aware of Allah, at every moment to have the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. And this is extremely, extremely important. To have Allah in our heart and to take out ghayrullah from our heart. To cleanse the heart of everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will recite La ilaha illallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the dirt from his heart. Like a heart which is clean, a heart which is made pure with rose water, it becomes pure. Then Allah's name is inscribed on this heart. Then the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters this heart. Now a person sees, when he sees, he wants to please Allah. When he hears, he wants to please Allah. In his heart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every lump of his he utilizes to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has this worry, this pain in his heart. That, oh Allah, through my eyes I must please you. Oh Allah, through my speech I must please you. Oh Allah, in my thinking I must please you. Oh Allah, in my opinion of others I must please you. Oh Allah, in my movement I must please you. Oh Allah, in every environment I must please you. This becomes the object of a person. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue is a ni'mat of Allah. It's a bounty of Allah. It's a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the tongue. It's a ni'mat of Allah, a bounty of Allah. This tongue can be used to get very, very close to Allah. Or this tongue can be used in the displeasure of Allah and take a person far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أن دعاية اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. تنادي قيامة الله تعالى ولتل the slave. Read your book of deeds. Today you sufficient. You can suffice yourself to see what is your condition and what you have brought forth. So it's mentioned there that Abu Umama radiallahu narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when some people will be given the book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, they will look at the book of deeds and they will see that certain good actions which they did is not recorded. So they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Parvardigar, O our creator, O our sustainer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we did certain actions, good actions, but we do not see it recorded here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I have erased it. Maine usko isliye mitaya hai, I have erased it from your book of deeds, kyunki tune logo ki ghibat ki, because you made the ghibat of some people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove those actions. So with this tongue, a person can please Allah or a person can displease Allah. A person was passing by a gathering and he saw some people were making ghibah. So he passed by, he said, this is a gathering of ghibah, I do not want to get involved. After some time he came back and he passed by again and he said, I'll just sit here for a while. And when he sat there, he began to backbite and speak evil of people. That night when he went to sleep, in his sleep, he sees a person who's forcing him to eat some swine meat, forcing him to eat some pork. He's saying, I cannot eat this, I'm not allowed to eat this. The person is saying, no, you will eat this, you will eat this. You are backbiting, you will eat this. In the morning when he wakes up, he gets a taste of it on his tongue. Beloved brothers, this is for the friends of Allah that Allah shows them. But actually this tongue is to use in the obedience of Allah. This tongue is to speak the truth. This tongue is not to speak a lie. Our Shaykh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him long life and barakat in his life, explained, sometimes we go to the airport maybe, we are about to fly. So they ask you, did you pack these bags yourself? You say, yes, I packed it, everything is safe in here, nothing unsafe in here. But actually you didn't pack your bag, maybe your wife or your children packed your bag, but you're lying, but you're not realizing you are lying. So important to speak the truth at every moment, that to have a truthful tongue. And when the tongue is truthful, and the tongue has got the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the heart will become a heart of with the shukr of Allah, a heart with the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the meaning of the hadith. Lisanan zakira, qalban shakira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tongue which is fuzzy in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and a heart which is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Today people are complaining everywhere, all the time. If we make shukr to Allah, then even in a difficulty and in a problem, we will realize that there are so many people whose problem is much worse and my problem is very, very small. And it will make it easy to go through that difficulty. A person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when a person will recite La ilaha illallah, it will continue to benefit a person and save him from difficulties and calamities. Through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calamities will be warded off. Through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get itminan and we will get peace and comfort in our hearts, solace in our hearts. Problems will be removed through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worldly and immediate benefit of the zikr of Allah is Allah will put peace in the heart. Such peace that the people of the world cannot present. If the kings of the world knew the sukoon and the peace which is in the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have waged war against them, attacked them, cut open their hearts to steal the peace. So the zikr of Allah will bring peace in the heart of a person. Through the zikr of Allah, a person will get close to Allah. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِهِ وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith al-Qudsi that I treat my servant according to his expectations of me, according to his good kuman and his good opinion of me. We should entertain good kuman and good opinions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment of our life. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. Allah ta'ala says, I am with my slave when he remembers me. I am close to my slave when he remembers me. By the zikr of Allah, we will get closeness to Allah. When we remember Allah, Allah remembers us. Such an easy way. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. That they remember Allah while standing, while sitting, while lying down. A person is walking, he's remembering Allah. After a while he's tired, he sits down, he remembers Allah. He goes to bed, he remembers Allah. All the time he's receiving closeness to Allah and he's getting closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the eyes by which he sees, the ears with which he hears, the heart with which he thinks, that is his entire, all his limbs become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in everything he does, he has the awareness and the consciousness and the reality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dead heart becomes revived. مثل الذي يذكر ربه Those who remember Allah and those who do not remember Allah are like the living and the dead. We know a child is born, a baby is born, what happiness there is in that home. How everybody becomes pleased. How suddenly there's a new life in that home. How everything is lit up. Those who remember Allah, their hearts become alive. The heart becomes alive. Now there's happiness. Now there's contentment. Now there's the pleasure of Allah. Now sometimes standing there remembering Allah. Now sometimes sitting there remembering Allah. Sometimes while traveling they are remembering Allah. In an environment of sin they are remembering Allah. When people are negligent they are remembering Allah. Everywhere Allah has become the object. Allah is the object, beloved. Creation is creation. Creation will bring disappointment. Creation will bring problems. Creation will bring misery. Creation will bring difficulty. Allah will solve all difficulties. Allah will take away all problems. When we remember Allah, Allah is our Habib, Allah is our beloved. When sometimes perchance we did not remember Allah for a while, Allah is our Tabib, Allah is our physician, Allah will still let us remember Allah. Allah is the creator of all conditions. In every condition, how we can attach to Allah. And to get closer to Allah is the company of the friends of Allah. That Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah. Allah, show me who will be my companion in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Musa alayhi salam to go to a certain person who was a butcher man, was a butcher. Go to him. So Musa alayhi salam went there. The entire day he was cutting meat, he was engaged in his business duties. The end of the day, he closed up the business, he took some meat home with him. He came home. Musa alayhi salam took permission to accompany him. He came home. He chopped up the meat into small, small pieces. Then after a while, he cooked the meat. Then he went into the bedroom and he carried his mother on his back and he brought his mother and he fed his mother. His mother mumbled something and he went and he took his mother back to the room. This happened in the evening. In the morning again, he cooked for his mother. He carried her on his back. He brought her. He fed her. His mother said something and he took her back to the room. And he did not know it was Musa alayhi salam who was his companion for that night. Then Musa alayhi salam asked him, what is she saying? He said, she's making dua to Allah and she's saying, oh Allah, my son is serving me, oh Allah, let him be the companion of Musa alayhi salam in Jannah. Musa alayhi salam was sent to Fir'aun, who gave da'wah to Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let Harun alayhi salam accompany me. Wa ashrikhu fi amri. أشتد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. موسى عليه السلام said, oh Allah, let Harun عليه السلام accompany me so that I may get some strength in this matter. You may strengthen my back. You may strengthen it. Why? كي نسبحك كثيرا, so that we can make your tasbih excessively, oh Allah. ونذكرك كثيرا, oh Allah, we can remember you a lot. إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, you are seeing us. The more zikr will make, the more tasbih will make, the reality that Allah is basir, Allah is seeing us. The reality that Allah is khabir, Allah is aware of us. That reality has to enter the heart. Then it will become easy to leave sin. The heart has become dark, it has become black, layer upon layer, layer upon layer of sin. And through the zikr of Allah, this heart will become polished, this heart will become clean again. The love of sin will leave a person. Said, a person cannot become a wali of Allah and a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he stops taking enjoyment in a sin he committed. He committed a sin. He's making tawbah, but when he's making tawbah, he's still remembering the sin and getting some enjoyment in his heart for that sin. To become a wali and a friend of Allah, even that enjoyment has to come out of the heart. That, oh Allah, I broke your command. How can I take any enjoyment when remembering that I broke your command, oh Allah? To cleanse the heart of all inklings of the sin and all attachments of everything which is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the heart becomes clean. Allah can come in the heart. Shaitan is our enemy. Nothing disgraces more and repels shaitan more than the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan wants to attack. Shaitan wants to make an effort. But a person makes the zikr of Allah. Shaitan cannot defeat that person. That is in this life. Then at most, a person his whole life he had the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his tongue. At most, it will be in his heart and it will come easily onto his tongue. Then in the qabr, beloved brothers, it comes in the hadith, no action can surpass removing the punishment of the grave in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually our whole life we're preparing for that critical moment of maut. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. When a person will be in sakarat, this is that moment which the sinners want to avoid, but the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look forward to. At that time, Allah's remembrance will be on the tongue and in the heart. That moment. Then in the qabr, beloved brothers, where there's nothing besides our good a'mal, nothing else we can take with us. A person who made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be a light for him in the grave, it will remove the difficulties of the grave, it will save him from the punishment of the grave. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for us, the important stages of the year after. Those stages are very, very important, beloved brothers. Umar radiallahu anhu passed away. His son says, for many, many years, I made dua that, oh Allah, show me the condition of my father. He said, after many years, I saw Umar radiallahu anhu one day in my dream. He was leaving the shopping area, the bazaar of Medina Munawwara, and he was wiping sweat from his eyebrows, and he was saying, if I did not find a merciful Allah, I would have gone through great difficulties. I just finished giving hisab now. What will happen to us, beloved brothers? So, beloved brothers, today people have forgotten Allah. It's a life of neglect, a life of negligence, as if there's no purpose of this life. These type of gatherings, and the gatherings of the zikr of Allah, is to revive our hearts again, to bring Allah in our hearts, to bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a love of Allah that when we take Allah's name, then there's enjoyment in the heart. Such a love of Allah that we want to take Allah's name, we want to sit in solitude. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. How beautifully translated, سَبْسَ كَتْكَرْ اللَّهِ سَجُرْجَوْ. Cut off from everything else, detach from everything else, attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take some time off from creation. Forget about creation for a while. We've given our lives to creation. We've tried to please creation. Now it's time to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. Take creation out of our heart. Bring Allah in his heart. The love of Allah. This body must be governed by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person wants to please Allah at every moment. Now when a person makes the zikr of Allah, and the reality of Allah enters this heart, now a person will fear. Sahaba radiallahu anhum spend their lives crying, fearing Allah. And they left this world also crying out of the fear of Allah. That Umar radiallahu anhu used to recite the shamsu kuwirat sometimes. He used to reach the ayat, alimat nafsum ma ahdarat. That tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, a person will know what he has presented in front of Allah. And he used to weep so much that he could not continue the salah. Uthman radiallahu anhu used to visit the graveyard and he used to weep so much. He used to say, this is the first stage. If we pass here, we are successful. If we fail here, then we will have problems. Umar radiallahu anhu said, take me off your lap, put me on the sand, put me on the ground. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatul alayh, muhaddith, 100,000 students at one time. One of his lectures was counted 40,000 inkpots. He's leaving this world. He says, put me on the ground. The ground was not carpet or tiles, it was sand, ground, earth. Put me on the ground. And he says, oh Allah, have mercy on Abdullah's old age now. That Yahya bin Akhtam rahmatullah alayhi was a muhaddith. When he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. They asked him, how did it go? He said, I appeared in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala told me, you sinful old man. I told Allah, the hadith did not reach me like this. Allah ta'ala asked me, how did the hadith reach you? He said, I heard from Abdul Razak, I heard from Umar, I heard from Zuhri, I heard from Urwa, I heard from Aisha radiallahu anha, I heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard from Jibreel alayhi salam, I heard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person appears in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at an advanced age, at an elderly age, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him out of respect for his old age. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala replied, Abdul Razak spoke the truth, Muammar spoke the truth, Zuhri spoke the truth, Urwa spoke the truth, Aisha radiallahu anha spoke the truth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth, and I am through, you are forgiven. So this life is very, very short. And tomorrow is hisab in front of Allah. Today is the day of amal and no hisab. Tomorrow is hisab and no amal. We have to prepare, beloved brothers. Today the whole world is preparing to make the worldly life more comfortable, more enjoyable. But we have forgotten to prepare for the life of the year after to make it comfortable. Such a life when there will be no difficulties and no problems. So respected elders and friends, we have to become people whose tongues are all the time moist in the zikr of Allah. Very, very easy to make the zikr of Allah. In every condition a person can make the zikr of Allah. Today, if there is a lack, there's a lack in the zikr of Allah. Efforts of deen is taking place. But even in efforts of deen, people have forgotten to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this is very, very important to make the zikr of Allah. By the making the zikr of Allah, nur will enter the heart. This nur will assist the person in refraining from sin. And this will bring the pleasure of Allah, and this will bring good, good conditions. Today the ummah is bleeding in different directions. There is problems everywhere, beloved brothers. The solution we'll find in the remembrance of Allah. The solution we'll find in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can utilize it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah will enter the heart, and in everything we'll see Allah. The father will be telling his two-year-old son, what is the mountain saying? The son will say, the mountain is saying, Allah, Allah. What is the ocean saying? The ocean is saying, Allah, Allah. What are the trees saying? The trees are saying, Allah, Allah. What is the heaven saying? The skies are saying, Allah, Allah. That's reality, beloved brothers. In every home, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every adult, every father, every mother, every child had on their tongue the zikr of Allah. There was a general environment in Medina Munawwara of the remembrance of Allah, of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person had Allah in their heart. Every person had Allah in their tongues. And every person loved to please Allah. Every person went to sleep at night on the name of Allah. Woke up on the name of Allah. Ate on the name of Allah. Made shukr to Allah for Allah's every bounties. And they gave their lives for Allah. Because they had Allah in their heart. When Allah will come in the heart, we will not look at the faults of people. We will look at the good qualities. Even animals have got good qualities. Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned 10 good qualities of a dog. Different qualities. For example, a dog is loyal to its master. A dog is happy with a simple place to sleep on outside. The quality of the awliya Allah is they are people of tawadu. They are humble. They are happy with it. Tawakkul. A dog stays hungry. The awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, they are ready to stay hungry. Forget a dog. The ulama have mentioned, even a pig, a swine, it has also got good qualities that we can learn from. What is the good quality? Bukuriha, that it wakes up early in the morning. So beloved brothers, if we're looking for good qualities, we'll find good qualities. And it's on the talab we have in our heart, the desire we have in our heart, how much we want to bring into our heart, how much we want to change our life, how much we want to cleanse our heart, how much we want to take out filth, rijs, hasad, jealousy, ego, pride, all these illnesses. For this we have the zikr of Allah. This is the medicine of our heart. This will cleanse our heart. This will take out all the wrong from our heart. This will bring Allah in our hearts. When Allah will come in our heart, then there will be no place for creation in this heart. Now there's Allah in this heart. Now it's the pleasure of Allah. Sometimes a person is in sajda to please Allah. Sometimes you are serving people to serve Allah. Sometimes you are upholding the rights of your family members, your neighbors. Sometimes you are upholding the rights of your parents for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who remember Allah excessively. Make so much zikr of Allah that people may regard you as a maniac, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Every amal for the pleasure of Allah. No desire of pleasing creation. Creation is creation. If we do an action to please creation and displease Allah, Allah will become angry and soon Allah will make the creation also angry. And if we do an action to please Allah and creation is displeased, Allah will be pleased and soon Allah will make the creation also become pleased. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, incident of a young person, there was a king who used to import different types of wine. And the people felt very, very bad about it. But nobody had the courage to stop the king because he was a tyrant ruler. This young boy saw the container arriving on the ship with the caskets of wine in. So he took an axe and he began to break all the caskets of wine, and he destroyed it all except for the last casket. The king summoned him. The king was very, very surprised that this boy had the courage and the guts to do such a thing. So the king asked him, why did you do this? He said, I did it for the pleasure of Allah, because it is forbidden to drink intoxicants and you were doing such a thing. So I destroyed it. So the king told him, okay, and what about this last casket? Why did you leave this? So he said, when I destroyed all the caskets, I did it for the pleasure of Allah. But when I came to the last one, I felt within me a sense of superiority, a sense of, I've done it. I had the courage and the bravery. Nobody else could do this. So I felt there was a bit of a change in my niyat and in my intention. It was no longer solely for the pleasure of Allah. So therefore I left this casket. The king told him, you are free to go. Beloved brothers, we have to weigh our hearts at all times. People of ikhlas. People of ikhlas, they are the true people. We come in the company of our mashayikh so that we can get this ikhlas. We can get sincerity, our pleasure, our objective can be only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah soon we will be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is chalwat and one is khalwat. Chalwat when a person is alone. Chalwat when a person is in the presence of other people. Khalwat when a person is alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In moments of khalwat we'll bring the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that in moments of chalwat also we can have the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important. Also, beloved brothers, inshallah, now we will be reciting Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Surah Yasin and Surah Taha were revealed 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. A person who reads Surah Yasin gets the reward of completing 10 khatams of the Quran. Whenever there's any difficulties, if we recite Surah Yasin, Allah will remove the difficulties. If there's pain, if there's illness, if there's any problems, if there's shortage of food and we read Surah Yasin on the food, Allah will give barakah and blessings in the food. So we should make this a daily habit. Not just once, but excessively to recite Surah Yasin. This is the heart of the Quran. The desire of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every believer, every mu'min should memorize Surah Yasin. And this is a very, very great surah of the Quran, the heart of the Quran. Inshallah, we'll recite Surah Yasin now, and then we'll complete our zikr.